The deadline is here. The current Farm Bill expires at the end of this month, and lawmakers don't seem close to passing a new one. Brian Keel, Executive Director of Farmers for Free Trade, says there are a couple of important programs for agricultural trade in that bill.
The big issue in the Farm Bill on trade are the market facilitation and market promotion programs called MAP and FMD. In the past Farm Bill, Congress lays out about $200 million in MAP funding and another chunk in FMD. And that's for promotion of food and ag products overseas, non-branded products primarily. So, you know, trying to encourage people to buy U.S. soybeans or corn or wheat.
He says the ag community's goal for the 2023 Farm Bill is to double the current amount of funding for those programs.
I think there's some skepticism that Congress will go that far just because the Farm Bill dollars are always tight and can you plus it up that much? But that's certainly the goal. And there have been bills introduced in both the House and Senate to try to accomplish that, to double that market promotion funding.
But he says he thinks the movement has made some progress.
You know, as I talk to members on the Hill about the Farm Bill, pretty quickly people mention MAP and FMD as a priority. So I don't think that means we'll get a doubling, but my gut tells me we'll see those numbers bumped up some. I think anytime we can increase promotion of U.S. food and ag products and expand overseas markets, that's a good thing.
As for the expiration of the current Farm Bill, most of the programs within it are funded through the end of this year, which allows lawmakers a little more time. I'm Sabrina Halverson.